The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
2 minutes after 11, 11:02, Saturday morning, the 18th of March. Yesterday was St. Pat's. It's a Saturday. Good morning, everybody. Sunny and cool, and 45 will be the high. On Sunday, a little bit milder and 52. First day of spring is Monday. Back to work, 55 degrees. Donald Trump claims he will be arrested on Tuesday in the New York criminal case. And what he has done on his media social platform is he is signaling, I believe, as he did on January 6th. He's saying, protest, take our nation back. There's all these different stories about cops talking to the district attorney in Manhattan and to get ready to make the move. A couple of things, then we'll go back to the phones. The new column from the Chronicle I get to write for Chuck and Julie. And the headline is, when the truth is found to be lies, Grace Slick, Jefferson Airplane, 67, Summer of Love. You remember that song, when the truth is found to be lies. And I write, and you can go to read and go to our website, 710KNUS. Click on shows. My name comes up. Click on that, and it drops down. We'll show you the column. And I write one there always comes that moment in a person's life when they discover there's no such thing as Santa Claus, the Easter Bunny is made up, there's no such thing as the witch on Halloween, or sure as hell ain't a pony under the tree on Christmas morning. Now it happens to Fox News. Their big stars are being outed in a lawsuit by local election voting firm Dominion. At Fox News, hosts regularly featured election deniers in the weeks after Donald Trump's 2020 election defeat. And now under oath, the likes of Sean Hannity, Tucker Carlson, they say they never believed the election laws, and despite pursuing them on their show, I go on to talk about other things, write about a little bit about Jenna Ellis and the trick she pulled, about Smartmatic. But I did end with the best of Dave Williams. I used a picture of Will Smith smacking, and I put on the picture of underneath Will Smith. I put Dave Williams, and then I put the Colorado establishment. But I wrote, and Dave was here in studio this morning. As I said, now watch, who will be next? The answer is fake talk radio is next. All the best to Dave Williams, the crown prince of what's left of the Colorado Republican Party. Good luck, Dave. You're going to need it. And Dave was kind enough to come in here this morning at 9 o'clock, and he had to go to another meeting. He is now the head of he's the chair of the Republican Party. We had a good, honest conversation. I said this big deal, but I said, I was hoping you weren't going to win because I like him too much. The other stuff to work mentioned is Ray Epps. From doing a lot of reading, that video that Ray Epps was used that so strangled people on KOA and other places, that video was done January the 5th, not the 6th. Epps is on the lam. He's afraid of people, much like other people being threatened. They want Epps. And Epps is living in an RV somewhere, and someone said he may be here in Colorado. The next one is the shaman. The shaman, this 42,000 hours of video. And Tucker Carlson, who said he absolutely despises, I'm paraphrasing, hates Donald Trump, now is trying to get back into Trump's good graces because of the stock prices. Who knows? Tucker Carlson has really lost a lot of where he once was. Anyhow, the point of it is the cops that were there, that were leading him, said, yeah, we're trying to calm the guy down. You know, walking them through. And, of course, that turns into the insanity we've been listening to this morning. From the wall, family holiday dinners that dissolve into political arguments serve no purpose and only divide people. The same holds true with stolen election harp. It's time to knock it off. No, it isn't. No, absolutely not. The man's being arrested. And he's asking the followers to take the nation back. What are you talking about? What are you talking about, Willis? Sean Hannity said he knew all along the election that Trump had lost. That's going to look good. And the one and only Rupert Murdoch, with $1.6 billion at stake, Fox News, what's going to happen. So, protest, take our nation back. Let's see. What do you think that is? That's signaling, everyone. All right, we'll start with David. David, you're on a radio show. It's Saturday morning, and thank you.
Thank you for taking my call. I got to say one thing about that suit against Fox News.
Yeah?
That's going to go nowhere.
They're going to settle because they don't want to go to court.
Well, I don't care if they settle or anything because, you know, that those machines were rigged.
No, they weren't.
Can you prove that they
were
not?
I'm not going to play this game with you. You can't prove a negative. The machines were not rigged. There's no evidence they were rigged, and that's why Fox News is going to pay.
Well, okay. We'll have to wait on that one.
No, we won't. No, we won't.
Okay. If you say it won't, well, we'll see. I think that's going to go to somewhere, but we'll wait and see what happens there. But I was going to tell you, one of the things that I see with this anti-Trump thing, both Republicans and Democratic politicians, so anti-Trump that if I was Trump, I would just run as an independent.
Then he'll kill the Republican Party.
So be it.
Okay.
Maybe the Republican Party should be gone.
Maybe it should be.
And as well as the Democrat Party, and it should go.
Well,
one party only would be the independent party.
If
he is popular in the Republican Party and the Republican politicians don't back him, well, then he should just run as an independent. That's
okay.
What I would do.
All right.
I'm just saying what I
okay.
would do.
All right. I appreciate it. Thank you. We go to Tracy. You're on a radio show. It's 8 minutes after 11. Thank you.
Hey, how you doing?
Back to back. I'm good.
Hey, you know what? I think they ought to put the handcuffs on him. If they're really going to take him to jail,
no.
That's part of the experience. You can't go
no,
to jail
listen,
without
this
handcuffs.
This is civil. This is a civil charge, criminal civil. In other words, white collar crime. This isn't killing people. Nah, come on, quit it. Just don't do this.
Oh, come on. It's like a Waylon Jennings song. I'm the only hell my mama ever raised. You ever heard that song?
Of course I have.
You know them old handcuffs.
I don't know how to break it to you, but that was Johnny Paycheck. Wasn't Waylon.
Oh, that's right. It was Johnny Paycheck.
Yes, it was. Yes.
It was. That was a good song, though.
Yeah.
You know, it ain't going to hurt Trump if he's really going to go to jail. He can go to jail in style.
They will
stuck
arrange
in the
this.
Back of a cop.
Okay. All right.
All right. Bye.
All right. 303-696-1971. And they pay you for this, right? Good morning, everybody. 710 KNUS. Is that another dog whistle to the kinds of people? And back to my good friend John Eastman. Some guy writes, Eastman proved you to be a charlatan? When John Eastman is, of all of these low-level attorneys, low men in yellow suits, right? Eastman's the worst. What Eastman did is unforgivable. And we'll see. He's facing 11 charges in California. And who knows what he'll face in D.C. We'll see what happens to him. And the Jenna Ellis thing was just... She takes it on the chin and goes out, sticks her tongue out like a grade school kid and goes, nanner, nanner, I really didn't mean it. Yeah? Let's see. 303-696-1971. Is it all coming to a head? Is it coming to a crescendo? And is it over? All over but the shouting. And when the grand jury in Georgia, that some of that stuff is being leaked a little bit, the Atlanta Constitution did some really lengthy, that's going to be really something. So if Donald Trump is guilty of all of these, then what happens? And the story with Stormy Daniels is, you know, it's been talked about and talked about and talked about. It took place in 2006, and he had, according to Stormy, unprotected anal sex with a porn star. And his little son had just been born, and Melania talks about it. She's very angry about it. And you wonder how you stay on your feet. Well, that's a great relationship. That's a wonderful marriage. Is that one of the Bill Clinton-Hillary deals? I mean, for real. I mean, what do you think that relationship is like? Because Bill and Hillary, that was a corporation. That was a grift. As I said, that the Clintons were grifting America. This is a con. This is different than a grift. This is the long con. But so they wait, and we're now Donald Trump's running for office, and you know, and it's nip and tuck with Hillary. And will she blow the whistle? So they give the $35,000. They paid her $130,000, but it comes out of the lawyer's pocket. And then the lawyer gets paid back by Donald Trump 35 G's at a time. And were they getting the 35 G's to pay back, to pay back the attorney to repay Cohen? And they were trying to show an appearance of a propriety, but they were talking about, and they put it down apparently on their, under spreadsheets, as legal services rendering pursuant to monthly retained agreement. And they're saying, not so fast, it's hush money. 303-696-1971. Things break, don't work. Call my friend Brad Apple with Time Plumbing, Heating, and Electric for all your service needs. The best easy-to-remember number for all of your needs is 303-PLUMBER. Denver natives Brad and Judy Apple own Time Plumbing, Heating, and Electric, and they're friends. If your furnace is getting old, not heating like it used to, Time Plumbing, Heating, and Electric can clean and service your furnace. $69, it's a normal $120. And again, it's not, you know, it's the cold weather's not over yet. If your furnace is getting old, not heating like it used to, Time Plumbing, Heating, and Electric has a blowout special on a furnace replacement this month. Get $2,000 off their standard pricing for a new ream or a carrier furnace replacement. They recycle your old furnace. They offer financing starting at only $62 a month for a new furnace, and your old one will be replaced. Simply dial this easy-to-find and remember number, 303-PLUMBER. 303-PLUMBER. Mention me and the furnace special. Get $2,000 off a furnace replacement this month. Remember the number, 303-PLUMBER. 303-PLUMBER. Go to 303plumber.com. All right, before we go back to the phones, and it says, and hence we are doomed to fail. All right, just by itself. If Donald Trump really loved this country like he claims, he'd shut his mouth and go play golf. I think it's way too little for that, too late for that. All right, we go to Jay. Jay, you're on a radio show, man. Thanks and good morning.
Jay. Thanks for all you do.
Yeah.
I got a question. You know, we're all logical thought process people, and you are too, and thank you for that.
You want to think it.
But where do we go? I mean, thank you for what you do, because you are a voice for us.
Yeah. Let's come over and read the mail.
You're a logical man.
Thank you. You're a kind man.
You're a logical man, but you're a voice. We're just workers out here, you know, trying to keep America going. I'm a farmer and whatever have you. So
I don't know.
Where do we go?
The country has been through. This country has been through many crises in the past. I mean, it's been through. That's one of the great tests of a republic. And there's that great moment when Benjamin Franklin comes out. And then what have you given us? And Benjamin Franklin said, a republic, if you can keep it. Donald Trump tried to usurp the Constitution. He tried what's called a putsch. It wasn't a coup. A coup is when the military does it. A putsch is a criminal attempt to overthrow a government. And that's what he tried to do. He tried to take the powers that have kept this country as powerful as it is, and he tried to overthrow it. I truly believe that what he attempted to do was a putsch, and it failed.
Interesting. And, I never thought about it
of
in that
it
realm.
Is.
So thank you. Thank you for the knowledge.
No, it's not what it
no,
is.
No, I
it's,
appreciate that. No,
it wasn't a coup. A coup d'etat is when the military does it. And then they set up what's called a junta or a junta, and that the Greeks are famous for, Turks are famous. It's happened before. And it's not the Bolsheviks. This is what he attempted to do with the help of John Eastman and others. I mean, finally, this week, Pence came out and said, you know, Donald Trump did that. I mean, but understand the depth and the terrible depth to the crime which Donald Trump attempted to do with, you know, his henchmen were John Eastman and this idiot Jenna Ellis and these other people. Look at Giuliani today. Giuliani's.
Oh, yeah, that's insane. I mean, but their mindset is not where our mindset is. That's what's sad. Their mindset, at least, somebody wants to build something, like George Washington, you know? But, he wanted to build something.
Well, remember.
You got to give him that.
Well, these guys, Donald Trump is hardly George Washington.
No. I didn't know.
I know what you mean.
You know what I mean.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
But this is the beauty of the republic. We've had good and bad presidents in my lifetime. We've had Richard Nixon. We've had Lyndon Johnson, great consummate. We've had George W. Bush, another great. Bush should stand trial for what he and Dick Cheney did. They won't, but they should. We've been through all of this stuff. The country tests the times. But what Donald Trump tried to do is criminal. What Donald Trump tried to do spits in the face of all the men and women before him. He attempts a putsch, and that is what it is, and that's the anger. In the last 2.5 years of listening to what talk radio's turned into, and the sadness of Fox News stuff is well beyond the pale. Listen, you take care of yourself. 303-696-1971. Good morning, everybody. Sean Hannity, I knew all along Trump lost the election. Yeah, right, Sean. I love the one where Tucker Carlson's going like, what's the stock price? I have no idea what Salem's stock price is. Maybe there are some people that do, but I sure as hell don't and don't care. I mean, it's like, it's a company, you know, like, but this is not what happened here. What happened here, pushing the big lie, knowing it was false, the Capitol riot, direct and predictable result of Donald Trump pushing the big lie. And now they're pushing it again. Protest, says Donald Trump. Take our nation back. Back from whom? Back from whom? You got beat. And you got beat by, you know, maybe that's part of what kills him. But again, there's not a level to which you can understand what Donald Trump, Eastman, and the rest of those people. You can put the line there. Giuliani, Wood, the Kraken, Jenna Ellis, talk radio that really tried to do that. They really tried. 303-696-1971. Let it sink in what they tried to do and failed. Cowboy Moving and Storage, recommended mover. Our guys, cowboymoving.com. And click on the customer reviews. It's incredible. All the reviews, productive Google ratings, and everything that goes with it. These are our guys. They did the job for me. Family-owned and operated by the same family since 68. Cowboy provides residential and commercial moves throughout Colorado, can store your valuables. And they do these load and holds, and they come, and if you are moving into a new office, new residence, but you got to leave your current location, and they'll come to load up your, you know, they'll take these trailers. They're called load and holds. Plater plays. I saw one the other day. And they put them in short. They put them in the short-term or long-term storage, warm, dry places, and they park them there until you're good to go. And then they come and they deliver. And then whether it's helping grandma out or moving your office or whatever it is, there's no job too small, no job too big. These are our friends. What makes Colorado, Colorado Cowboy, the recommended mover, the guys who do the job? I tried to work with them once. They ran me into the ground. From moves to loads to holds to storage, Cowboy's been Colorado's recommended mover since 1968. They donate a portion of every move to Freedom Service Dogs. That's cool. 303-789-2200. Asking for an estimate. 303-789-2200. 303-789-2200. They're Cowboy Moving and Storage. We'll pause. Lines are jammed. 710 KNUS. 24 minutes after 11, 11:24, 710 KNUS, jam lines, Denver's talk station. I'm Peter Boyles on the air everywhere. 45 will be the high, 52. Good morning to Mandy Connell, too. She's become a good friend. 55 on the first day of spring, Monday. The boys are back in town, 710 KNUS. Let's take a run at it. Let's go to Tom in Denver. Lines are jammed. Tom, you're up first. Good morning.
Oh, good morning, Peter. Great show as usual.
Well, thank you.
I'm an unaffiliated voter. And I just want to say that Trump lost because he got fewer votes than Joe Biden.
Yeah, simple.
And then let me, you know, while I was on hold, before I get to my main point, which is the Colorado Republican Party, I wanted to ask you, does John Eastman have a counterpart or maybe a shadowed In the Watergate scandal from 50 years ago?
No, he was a...
two situations, two different.
Yeah. I mean, he was a... he clerked for Clarence Thomas. No, he's... remember they brought him in as the scholar in residence? And then they were going to sue CU, and their two attorneys suddenly are not involved anymore.
I remember.
Eastman is a dangerous man.
Yes.
And I've certainly found out, but never mind.
Never mind. Say, I listened to Dave Williams this morning, and I heard him a week and a half ago or so on, I think, George's show. And he mentioned something pretty interesting. It should be obvious to everybody that the Republicans in Colorado need to get a better understanding of what unaffiliated voters want. But I also heard Dick Wadhams last week on your show say that they know what unaffiliated voters want. So to me, there's a disconnect there, or maybe Dick has proprietary sources or he's working on other campaigns. But to me, that's a real disconnect, and they need to get together on that. I respect Dick. He has a successful track record in running campaigns. Although I wanted to say to Dave, two things they need to do, and one of your previous callers said this, they've got to start focusing on economic and financial issues. Yes, you have to fight the culture war. They've got to hold firm on Second Amendment and so forth.
See, here in
but they got to get these property taxes
in Colorado,
and they got to rein in Excel.
In Colorado, if you think you're going to reverse marijuana or reverse abortion, you're wrong.
That's right.
And so when you make, what do they call it? Pick the hill you're going to die on, or pick the fight you're going to win. But, I mean, this ongoing Trump won, and then the vaccine stuff, and then, drag queens and all this kind of stuff. And it doesn't function. It doesn't work where people are seeing some guy duking on the sidewalk outside their house.
That's right.
And stealing their catalytic converters, and they're afraid to send their kids to school because they won't allow cops in schools, and that's the kind of stuff you win on.
Right.
But we've lost our way. I mean, this is all part of Trump's big lie.
Well, I've lived here over 40 years, and I never even thought about it, but this place, especially Denver, it doesn't resemble anything I ever thought would
happen. Doesn't at all.
And one thing that Jared Polis did from a marketing standpoint, when they sent those, it was an early distribution of the refund. He sent all the checks, whatever amount they were.
He claimed
that was like his money.
Yeah, look what I've given you, Lyndon Johnson. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, so the Republicans have just got to start talking about financial stuff that affects every person.
But they didn't do that.
No, that's what I'm saying. They get off of that other stuff and start talking about my gas bill, my electric bill, et cetera, they're gone.
Well, it's the Samson effect. I'll pull this building down on top of me. I'll kill everybody to prove I'm right.
Exactly.
And they, of course, were wrong, and they proved they were wrong, but they think they were right. And you're never going to win that. Dave Williams has to purge the inner circle, the operashniks, as they said in the Soviet Union, the operators.
Mm-hmm.
He has to get rid of a class. There's a class of people that run the commercials. And the two worst mayoral commercials right now, have you seen the one where that woman said that she's endorsed by John Hickenlooper and Bill Ritter? And I'm going, these guys caused these problems. I'm going, why would you claim? Remember Hickenlooper said, I'll end homelessness in 10 years. And Cote, and they said, and I, John Hickenlooper likes me and Bill Ritter likes me. I thought, now there's an ad. Come on. Think about that ad. That's like, who told you to run that ad?
Well, and didn't he start Hickenlooper begin that effort in 2005?
May have. I couldn't. I know
to
when
get
he
get rid of homeless. In other words, it's been almost 20 years.
Oh yeah. I mean, we went way past. And then the late Dennis Gallagher was auditor, and all the money was missing. But nobody pushed that. It's like Democrats running Denver.
Well, and these mayoral candidates. It's a sad state.
It's very sad. Appreciate the call.
Thank you, Peter.
All right, we go to Peter. Peter with Peter on 710 KNUS. Good morning.
Peter, are you talking to me?
Well, are you Peter? Then you're on the air.
Oh, great.
Well, whatever you are, get off the speaker. Get off the speakerphone. Get off. Stop. Get off your speakerphone.
I
can't hear you. Get off your speakerphone.
Oh, sorry. I'll turn it up. I'll turn it up. Wait a second.
Don't turn it up. Get off it.
Can you hear me?
Okay. Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead.
All right, super. Okay, here's the deal. I'm living in Phoenix right now, part-time, and I've got a, you know, master's on top of a doctor, but I feel stupid calling you because I don't really follow politics that much. But I have just one question that's never been answered for me, and that is, why do we need a hackable computer to count our votes?
It's not, that, not the computers. The computer, look, quit it.
Quit
it. Peter, quit it. Then no one hacked those computers. Nothing happened like that. It's you, Peter, no one got into the computers.
How do you know that?
How do you, why do you say it? Prove that it's true what you say.
Why do we need
I'm not going to do it.
You've never answered.
We go to Ken. No, because they did not hack the computers. Again and again and again, it was a and the computers aren't even, they're not connected to the internet. Listen to me one more time. They are not connected to the internet. It can't be done. Idiocy. Ken, you're on a radio show. Good morning. You're listening to Too Much Talk Radio, pal. Hey, Ken, you're up.
Yeah, so good morning. A couple quick things. Eisenhower's original comment about the industrial military complex, the original rough draft of that read the congressional industrial military complex. And I was always curious about what would happen if that was what he would really have said.
Never heard that before. This is the first time I heard that. Yeah. I just finished. I just finished. Not just finished, but 8 weeks ago, a book on Eisenhower writing that speech, and I never, with respect, I don't know where you got the congressional part. If it's there, I'd like to see it.
Yeah, I read it in a book a year or so ago.
No, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's fine. And the other two other things. One, when Obama first became president, he said that he was there to fundamentally change America.
Yes.
And I'd like to hear what he thinks, how America has changed.
Well, I think, you know, he has a very murky background. He's not, his life story is not straight. There's no way. And who influences him? There's a guy named Frank Marshall Davis. He's influenced by the Chicago School. When he said that, it's one of those statements that are nebulous. You know, there's not a true meaning. So it's like a Rorschach test. Everybody sees in it what they want to see in it. And he came through. And, there are plenty of people that I read that think he's calling the shots on Obama.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know that that's true either, but they certainly they try to make the case. I don't know. He proves the case that people don't like someone like they didn't like George Bush. And so, the answer was, or they didn't like, we're talking about Gerald Ford. That's why Jimmy Carter got elected, because people didn't like Gerald Ford.
Right. Right.
And that's why Joe Biden beat Donald Trump, because people didn't like Donald Trump.
Yeah, no, I understand.
No, it's, but with respect, I've never read that's what he said. But he writes about spending, and of course, spending goes through Congress.
Right, right.
I don't know.
Yeah. Well, and just one last comment.
Sure.
I've been a listener since it was Berg, Boyles, and Afternoon Delight by David Gold. I don't know whatever happened to David Gold.
David Gold went to Dallas, Texas, is the last time I heard, and of course, we know the rest of it. That was man.
A long time ago.
We're both old guys. We grew.
Same age. Enjoyed yourself.
We have grown old together. Thank you. All right. Lines are open. 303-696-1971. Donald Trump protest. Take our nation back. It's a January 6th signal. Watch. Listen to people. With $1.6 billion at stake, Fox News. And then it'll come. Then Smartmatic moves in. And as I wrote in the now this gifted column, Peter, that you're capable of writing, I said, now comes Smartmatic's defamation suit. Fox viewers were told, fake talk radio said, Smartmatic was a Venezuelan company under the control of dead dictators. Election technology was used in six battleground states. In fact, the only place Smartmatic was used was L.A. The computers were not hooked up online. No one caller from Arizona rigged them. There's zero. Then to turn around and say, prove it wasn't. That's Jenna Ellis out in this courtyard going, nanner, nanner, I didn't mean it. 45 today, 52 tomorrow. You're an old guy like me. We've grown old together, right? I don't know. I mean, without Dr. McCallum, you heard me say this before, and I say it again. Dr. McCallum, there's like docs and wonderful doctors and good friends, and then there's people like healers, and she's a healer. And she saved my life, and we had a really good talk in her office last week. They know everything about you. She is my go-to. She's a North Star. I will turn 80 this year. The guidance and support from Cenogenics, still skiing, riding a motorcycle. I got a new motorcycle, man, and I'm like, you know, that's really cool. YouTube is the answer to all your problems, and I'm not very mechanically inclined, and I know jack about other than loving motorcycles since I was a little kid. And now in the afternoon, I take time out. If you go on YouTube, man, you can, these guys show you these high fix stuff and how stuff works. It's like the best. And so I'm just reading. You can, I got a new Road King. So you can get all these Road King videos and guys that are fixing them and doing this and changing the handlebars. And I got to say hi to Robbie out at Mile High. And it's like, and I was telling somebody last night at dinner, I don't know anything at all. And there was a time, I guess I could have changed plugs on an old flathead Ford. Maybe that had been about enough. But now it's like so technically different. So Dr. McCallum rides a motorcycle. She and her husband both ride. And so we talk about more. They're going to do a motorcycle trip. It's up to her to talk about it. But they're going on a really great trip. And we're going to Montana this summer on the bikes. And we're going to Sturgis on the bikes. And the world at Cenogenics with Julie McCallum, if you've seen Get Cared For It, she's a great doctor. She's my pal. And like I said, who knew that ever would be this old? But we're riding, we're skidding, and we're daily going to the gym, and she made my life better. Life's too short. Your health is too precious to trust anyone that you're just assigned to. Called a woman up. The doctors are there, Dr. Watts. They got a new woman physician who's come in who is brilliant. I met her. 720-387-3681. Melissa answers the phone. She's like one of those just great people, too. 720-387-3681. Or visit them, DenverCenogenics.com. It's Denver, CenogenicsCom. Do it, please. 303-696-1971. This just happens. We have open lines. We get jam lines, open lines. Lines, if you want to come on the show, 303-696-1971. Lines are right open. Jump in. Special thanks to Dave Williams, the Half-Blood Prince. He came in and did the radio show with us this morning. I always felt like I'm with Dave. And remember, I goofed on him that it was Ed Sullivan when he came over and put his arm around Elvis Presley, saved Presley. He didn't save Presley, but he put Presley over. And Dave is a good young man. And I was going, man, don't win. Because I like it too much. And he won, and he kind of won me back this morning. I think if there's anybody that can change the goofiness of the Colorado Republican Party, it's Dave. But he's got to put the iron fist in the velvet glove and go to work. 303-696-1971. Donald Trump himself said he will be in custody, taken and arrested, and he wants people to take our nation back. Guys, we've been through this. It's January 6th. Don't let this man do it again. That was a putsch. And it's unforgivable for what Donald Trump did. There's no way out of that. Eastman, him, Linwood, Jenna, the Kraken. Do you see Giuliani? That drop on Giuliani doesn't know that the Academy Awards have taken place and he's cooked. And he's talking about he's a Bible scholar now. And somebody said, you know, is he trying to play the Junior Soprano? Remember when Junior Soprano was trying to play like he was demented so he wouldn't have to get beefed? So I don't know. 303-696-1970. We got a name on any of these callers? Wait, give me a name. All right, it's Jim. Jim, you're on a radio show. Good morning and thank you.
Peter, it's good to hear you again.
You're the man.
I wanted to ask you, I agree with everything that you've been saying. I think it's
you're the one.
Unfortunate.
You're the one.
you know, it's just scary stuff because it runs a lot deeper than just this guy.
Yes.
Who basically took over the party and
yes.
and all the media fell in line with him.
Yes.
And what do you think is the appropriate punishment? I mean, what is justice
ignore him.
A situation where someone tried to overthrow the democracy?
Ignore him. That would be the worst thing you could do to Donald Trump is ignore him.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I would think that, you know, you could be tried for treason. I think that's a legitimate trial. But I always thought that George W. Bush should have been tried for war crimes, he and Dick Cheney.
You're absolutely right. I think Dick more than George.
Oh, absolutely. I also think there's a case you could try Lyndon Johnson and Richard Nixon for war crimes, for the lies that they told and the young people they got killed. You know, there's a million Arabs died. A million Arabs died in the aftermath of what Hillary Clinton called Arab Spring, which was really Arab Winter. But all that stuff that comes from what Cheney did and what you're absolutely right. It's what Cheney did. But
Pete, I think the Iraq War is what got Barack Obama the Democratic nomination.
There's no question
that he voted against it. He said Saddam didn't have anything
to do with.
And people rallied around that. The Democrats were fed up with the lies. And I think that it got Trump the nomination when he stood on stage and called out Jeb Bush. It was an electrifying moment.
But people,
when he said, your brother lied about this stuff.
Oh, he had Jeb Bush had in 7 days had seven different answers. And he called him low energy Jeb and he jammed him in the corner. And Trump can do that. But now it's being done to Trump. So most bullies play victim first. And Donald Trump, a bully himself, is now being a victim. And Jenna Ellis is now being a victim. And they're all victims now. And it's despicable. But remember what bullies do. First, they're victims or they're victimized. And Donald Trump is now a professional victim. It's true.
Pete, the problem that I'd have with the idea of ignoring Trump is that he's running for president and he could get elected again.
No.
Well, I mean, they're talking about no labels running someone, perhaps a third party.
He'd lose that.
I mean, there is unpredictability in here.
But there's two.
And if
there's a cut like the Bull Moose Party with Teddy Roosevelt, the other guy wins. What you do is destroy the guy you left from. So if Trump goes third party, which is, you know, all he'll do is put another stake in the heart of the Republican Party.
What I'm thinking of is Trump winning the nomination, as he's favored to do now, and then the Democrats having someone, just an independent.
No, there's too many people. There's too many people.
Like Ralph Nader did.
Yeah, well, Nader did it. And a couple of other people did it, too. But what would happen? I do believe this, I believe that the Democrats have to get rid of Joe Biden. He's incapable. And other people say, no, he'll run again. I'm an old guy. You know, they have to get rid of him. They have to find some place for Kamala Harris, like make her the head of Columbia University or something. And then they give her a rest spot. Then he steps off. And, you know, there's...
What do you think would happen if Trump got back into the White House? It'd be over for this nation. Well, he came within one person of overthrowing the democracy. If Mike Pence had played along Donald and threw it back to the states,
I agree.
There would have been so much bloodshed.
Well, I don't think it would have.
I would have been out in the streets.
No, that would have. That wouldn't. I mean, they attempted it. which is the frightening part. But the court, I mean, I'm reading so much stuff right now that's available, all the new documents that are dropping, what the court would have done, what the military would have done. It's a really hard one to ask. And he was always, they always wondered what the military would do. And that when they walked across the street during Black Lives Matter, and that his chief of staff, and they're putting on the fatigues. Now, they're not even in their Class A's. They're putting on fatigues. And he wants, can you just shoot them in the legs? And, I mean, all this crazy stuff. And I'm thinking...
It would have been 100 times worse if Pence had refused to certify that
but
election.
See, Pence is a hero.
There would have been enough disruption to declare martial law.
Well, that was what they were
perhaps call for new elections.
Absolutely. That's
and this place would have been just crazy.
Up for grabs. It was, and it's taken me a while to come to this, it was a putsch. It wasn't, and people say a coup. No, a coup's the military. It wasn't the coup. It was a putsch. It was a civilian putsch. And you're right. He came close. And Pence is a hero. And Pence is finally goes to that night where they're supposed to, you know, skew each other. And he comes out and he said, Donald Trump. And he said it. And I thought, phew. Now, he's got about a 4% chance of ever getting elected to anything again, because the same people we talk about in the Republican Party, they would take his life in the middle of the night for saying that. But he spoke the truth. Makes sense.
Yeah.
All right. Good call.
Thank you, Peter.
Thank you, sir. All right, everybody. Hold on one more time. Danny Kaplan's law firm, as I said, before the gig started this morning, I had a good phone conversation with Dan. Dan is a family friend, and he, you know, we work together on the job, and we're friends socially. But Danny's the only attorney in Colorado history to win 5 straight multimillion-dollar jury verdicts in motor vehicle crash cases. And he's got so many good guys on the job. A lot of these guys are former deputy DAs, so they have a lot of courtroom experience. And Kaplis is just a good guy. Kaplis Law believes, talks cheap, experience counts, results matter. The firm would be happy to share with you its track record of outstanding jury verdicts and out-of-court settlements. Dan Kaplis believes that who you hire says a lot about who you are, who you're involved with in the case. I say this all the time because it's, you know, our family went through it, and Danny would call late at night. Is everything okay? You guys okay? Do you need anything? That goes a long way. The firm believes that its core values have been the foundation of historic successes with faith and integrity, hard work and dedication. You need Danny's help or just want to get a question answered. 303-907-5003. 303-907-5003. Hit Kaplis Law, C-A-P-L-I-S, DanKaplisLaw.com. When the truth is found to be lies. Good morning. It's 11:52, 8 before the hour. Back here next Saturday at just one more time at 9 a.m. We'll do it again. And the shoot will be this week as well. All is going to go straighten itself out. We'll go to Marco on line 2. Marco, good morning, man. You're on the show.
You're me. Full-time fan, part-time caller.
You the man.
Yeah. I'm just going to throw a different perspective this thing. 2020 didn't exactly work out like I expected. I don't know what went wrong. It wasn't the machines. But Donald Trump should have won that hands down.
Donald Trump lost that election. He didn't. Biden didn't win it. Biden didn't win it. Joe Biden didn't win that election. Donald Trump lost it.
Well, I don't know. Do you think the majority of people want to vote for inflation and for war?
Don't ask me something like that, because Donald Trump lost the election. Do you think he really won the election?
Something went wrong.
He went wrong. Donald Trump went wrong. It was a lousy campaign. He made an idiot out of himself. The COVID thing was going on. There was a bunch of stuff in action, and people didn't like him, and he lost the election.
I can understand Bloomberg getting it. But Joe Biden, of all people,
you can believe what you want to believe to try and make your mindset work. But your mindset is wrong. Joe Biden won. Donald Trump lost. End of story.
Well, I'll leave you with this thought. I don't vote anymore.
Just gave up. All right. Well, good. All right. 303-696-1971. So the same person that sends me this. Hey, Pete, do you ever wonder if there's a love child out there in your drug alcohol days? You and Donald might have similar problems. And this is the kind of personalizing stuff that they do. Now, this one comes. Absolutely same phone number, same texter. No threat intended. Just saying the most everybody has something that they wish they had never done. Trump, you and me. Don't put me in the league with Donald Trump. But let me say, he who has no sin cast the first stone. Mother put the rock down. Good people do stupid things, and we're all willing to knock them down fast. I guess we can say that we are better than anyone else. Life goes on. That's insipid, but I read it on the air. We're coming up on time, kid? All right. Good show. And Dave Williams will need all the help that we can give him. And they have to, number one, they have to purge, as they did in the old Bolshevik parties, and they did it other places. They purged it. The Republican Party needs purged to get rid of the crazy lunatics that have destroyed it. And then let's rebuild it and let's take this state back. All right. Thanks, Blake. Everybody, I'll see you next Saturday morning. See you Wednesday on the shoot. Take care. Thanks.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.